The Greater Sudbury Cubs will be catching their breath come Monday as the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League squad is set to play 3 games in 4 days. On Thursday, the Cubs take on the Blind River Beavers. Then, the team heads to Espanola for a road game against the Express, before welcoming the league-leading Sioux Thunderbirds for a Sunday evening tilt. Game time on October 21 is 7:30 p.m. The Cubs have a 2-1 win-loss record against the visiting Beavers so far this season. Blind River won 2-1 on home ice October 10, but lost their next two matches against Greater Sudbury, 1-4-3 in OT and the other 6-2. The puck drops at 7:30 p.m. at the Espanola Regional Recreation Complex when the Cubs pay a visit to the Express. The Cubs are likely looking to avenge their losses as the team is 0-2 against Espanola this season so far, having lost 4-2 on October 7 and the 5th to the 3rd of October 15. On Sunday, Greater Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie will go head-to-head starting at 7 p.m. at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Sioux leads the NOJHL with a 7-2-1 record, and T-Birds have bested the Cubs in both matches this season, losing 5-4 in the Sioux on September 26 and 4-2 when the Birds came to town on September 30. The Cubs are in third place in the NOJHL West Division standings at the moment, just 1 point out of first-place spot held by the two Sioux franchises, the Thunderbirds and the Eagles. The Cubs have a record of 7-6 in their first 13 games of the season and have won 5 of their last 10 games. Despite sitting just up from .500, Greater Sudbury has scored the highest number of goals in the NOJHL with 47 markers to date. Greater Sudbury's top scorer remains Kyler Campbell, who sits in second place in league scoring with 11 goals and 15 points in his first 12 games. Tickets for either of this week's home games are available at $10 for adults, $5 for juniors and seniors, and free for children 12 years of age and under when accompanied by an adult. Parking is free as well. Please note, all fans must show proof of vaccination and face masks must be worn to ensure a safe environment for everyone.